Tonight, Pretty Late's Chief Geek Officer Elliot Serrano rides sidecar. Then we play What's in the Box with our new friends from Peace Pizza. But first, Judd Surratt drops some Blackhawks knowledge bombs. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Okay, it's been a little while. It's been about over an hour since we're recovering from the Blackhawks loss tonight. And to soothe our pain, to ease our worries, we have the pre- and post-game analyst, Judd Surratt, on the line with us. Judd, how are you doing?
I'm all right, Patty. Ready to drop some bombs.
Ready to drop some bombs. What, 4-0? That's kind of significant. That seems a little, this is one of those days where people go, Crawford sucks. And you're like, no, seriously.
Oh, I got those texts.
What?
I don't think any of those calls came through, but It really wasn't about him. It was about Scott Darling, and Scotty wasn't sharp, but the entire team really wasn't sharp tonight, and they took their lumps through Florida. They were a little bit more competitive last night, although Tampa probably dominated most of the action across 60 minutes. Tonight, from the drop of the puck, they just couldn't get themselves back into it, and maybe it's physical, maybe it's mental, maybe it's both.
Well, I was surprised.
They've been able to do, though, Patty, is, listen, you're going to have that across an 82-game season. And guys have talked about it. Can they manage the game to get themselves into it at some point? Can you play a little bit more simple? Can you play a little bit tighter? Jonathan Toews actually alluded to that after the game. They weren't able to do it. They were down 3-0 at the end of the first, and that was the game.
But I was surprised last night when you told me they were playing again today. How often do they play 2 days in a row? Because it seems like it's usually a game, a day off, and another game.
No, back-to-backs come up during the course of the season quite a bit. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but my guess is that this will happen plenty of times during
sure.
the course of the regular season. And remember, they're in a stretch where they're going to play 3 games in 4 days.
Right.
So this is not uncommon for a lot of teams in the National Hockey League. You're just going to have to go through it. And sometimes it's not necessarily who you're playing, but when you're playing that team. And while it doesn't sound great for the Blackhawks because you got a team in the Florida Panthers that's sitting, waiting, they're rested, they haven't played, they're sour, they've lost 4 games, you're going to be on the other side of that too. There have been plenty of times at the United Center where the Blackhawks are in that position sitting and waiting, and they're the team that wants to get back into the win column. So those things have a way of evening themselves out.
No, I agree. And I think that there are fans who, I'm sure, as you mentioned, they were texting going after Darling. Were they already freaking out? Because I know we have Elliot Serrano in the studio who's a big Blackhawks fan, and he seemed a little bit nervous, and he needs to be soothed.
Listen, Elliot, I want to say that the last couple of games for Scott, he had been trending in the right direction. He started to put together some pretty decent starts. This is also very new for Scotty. He has never really been a full-time backup. And, unfortunately, it's sort of like being a pinch hitter in baseball. You have to be able to come off the bench and be able to hit. On this instance, you have to be able to come off the bench cold. You haven't played that many games. You're not in a rhythm, but you have to stop pucks. That's just sort of the nature of the beast. And I think that he's still trying to learn that. Unfortunately, wasn't sharp. I did like to see that in the second period, Scotty made a couple of big saves on a kid named Riley Smith, who opened the scoring tonight, made another big save in the third period on a kid named Jonathan Huberdeau. And so hopefully he can build on those, because you're going to need both those goalies. You mentioned the back-to-back games. You're going to have this situation quite a bit. You're going to need both goalies to be on if you want to do well during the regular season. And hopefully, obviously you could see his value in the playoffs.
Real quick, they play back-to-back 10 times this year. So they have a few more of these.
And they have more of these.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right. Well, and there was, we talked last night about the player that didn't show up for warm-up, and they had to change the lineup and what that looked like as far as who's going to be on the ice, for a certain amount of time, and that does have an effect. And then you have a game the next day. I mean, I'm not saying that's why, but I still want to blame that guy.
Richard Ponick? No, unfortunately, I think that this is a team-wide thing, and they just did not physically and emotionally have it tonight. I think it'll be a lot easier for them to conjure the emotion on Sunday night. You're going to play against your biggest rival in the St. Louis Blues. You'd like to be able to nip this in the bud and stop this 2-game slide right there. I think, the saying goes in the National Hockey League that good teams don't have long losing skids. And this is a game that could potentially have some bearing in the standings, because the Blues, they were winning at last check. They were up 2-0 in Colorado, and they were right on the Blackhawks' heels. As well as the Blackhawks have played, they've still got a couple of teams right at the top that are in range with the Dallas Stars and the St. Louis Blues. What you don't want to do is fritter away the advantage that you built for yourself because of the 12-game winning streak.
Judd, I just wanted to know, is there any possible way during the game someone can just use the term panic in the disco? I mean, I think that's it, we're missing a prime opportunity. Give Panic, you know, his own nickname, Panic in the Disco. That'll probably help him, you know, stay up. Well, not stay up all night, but make sure that he make sure he makes a skate around. Can we work that into it there?
I think that we can somehow work that in. I will do my darndest. I'll talk to John and Troy and see if they can wheel it in. You know, if you're going to ask me if you know if Q can do this, you never know what comes out of his mouth. He may have already used it.
You never know.
He needs to stay out of the disco.
Now, we're starting a new segment on our show once a week, and I don't know if you want to be a part of it, Judd, but we're going to try to see if we can stump our listeners and see, you know, share little-known facts about some of our Blackhawks. So let me see if I can start with you. Can you tell me which Blackhawk went water skiing with his with the Stanley Cup when it was in his possession?
Oh, man.
Greg's like, I don't even know where she got that from.
You know what? The first thing that comes to my mind is Jonathan Toews.
Ding, ding, ring-a-ding-ding. That's correct.
Yes. Well, he also did the ice bucket challenge, I believe, while he was on a wakeboard.
He was just doing everything. What else can I do with this? Let's go, Greg. I can just imagine him with the grocery cart. Is it the Target with it just rolling around the store?
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to have the Stanley Cup actually at my house for like a couple of hours, and I guess maybe I was around it quite a bit, so I wasn't ready for the reaction when other people were around it. It's like having Keith Richards stop by.
I can only imagine. Yeah, people go a little bit crazy for it, and it is. It's exciting because it's being close to greatness. And,
yeah, so I can see wanting to water ski with it. Brent Seabrook took it to the top of a mountain in British Columbia. You know, there are some other great stories that I've heard over the years. You know, and I'll keep those in the vault.
Yes, please do. Yes, because we don't know which ones we'll need for our Get to Know a Blackhawk every week. Thank you so much, Judd. I didn't know it's the beginning of the weekend. Do you have any plans for your one day off before the game on Sunday?
You know, we've got, I think, a family brunch tomorrow, and then we're taking the kiddies to go see Star Wars.
have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. So this is going to be very exciting. In fact, my girls, I have two little girls, 9 and 7, and they have now had a chance to watch all 6 leading up to The Force Awakens. So this is going to be exciting.
They're going to like this one the most. Trust me.
Well, those last three that George Lucas did, oh, man. So I'm really looking forward to this. Thank you, J.J. Abrams.
Yes, you're not wrong.
I hope they have long hair because they're all going to want to do the Rey hairdos when they leave the theater.
And there's actually video tutorials for it on YouTube, just so you know.
Really? Well, yep. There was actually a Star Wars night that they had at school tonight. So they actually went with the entire school. They had a little pizza party. They watched the movie. And my oldest was supposed to dress up as Queen Amidala. So I haven't seen the pictures yet.
Oh, well, go see those pictures. Judd, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to checking in with you again next week. But enjoy yourself and have fun at the movies with your daughters.
All right, take care.
You too. Thanks. That's Judd Surratt. He's a pre-post host and analyst for the Blackhawks on WGN 720. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. I've never heard this version of Jefferson's theme music. I'm really excited this week. I've had some really fun moments with my son, Declan, who many of you may know has special needs. He has a disorder called hypoplasia, the corpus callosum. And there have been many people throughout his life who have been very important in his development. And one of them is on the line with me. We have on the line Diana, who is the founder, CEO, the diva of Equestrian Connection. Does that work, Diana?
I like that.
Yes.
I'm diva.
Diva.
I wonder if I can make that my official title.
Or goddess. Is goddess too much for you? Do you prefer diva? Diana the diva. It goes with your name, I think. See, but Diana is a goddess's name, so that works as well. See?
It is. Mm-hmm. Goddess of the moon, and I think we have close to a full one tonight. I'm not sure.
Thank you. Of course. Diana, tell us a little bit about how you created Equestrian Connection.
Oh, gosh. Like you, I'm a mother of special needs twins. I have twins, mm-hmm. Who are special needs, and they're 25 now, but as a parent who's seeking, was constantly seeking, you know, answers and help, I found hippotherapy or therapeutic writing up in Wisconsin and knew it was something that needed to be in our area, that it was desperately needed as I saw it making incredible changes for my boys as well as children with emotional and behavior disorders, just a gamut of, you know, issues that people face. And so I thought, this can't be that hard. We're going to do this.
Right.
Little did I know, 15 years later.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, I mean, it's not that you make it look easy, but you do make it look like you do amazing work, because yeah, the benefits, the rewards of what you've accomplished there are immeasurable. The amount of progress that Declan has made, I can't thank you enough for everything he's been able to experience.
You.
Of course.
Thank you. I love your tweet. This picture with Tank.
Yeah, with Tank. Yeah, Declan. So to explain to people who haven't seen the picture, it is on my Facebook page. You can go to Patty V Show and please like our page. But I posted that picture twice this week, actually, Diana. I posted it the day we took it. I actually have video with him going from stall to stall to say hello to the horse. And Declan does this thing where he kind of just like bops him on the nose gently with his finger. And the horse, how do you train the horses to be so gentle and patient with the riders who have varying abilities?
Well, we have an amazing staff, as you know, but we have amazing horses as well. And Tank was especially cool when we first got him. We had an MS rider, actually, who donated money and said, I want to purchase a really good horse for you guys, because we have great horses, but he really fell in love with Santana, who was a Norwegian Fjord, just like Tank. He said, I think you should get another Norwegian Fjord. So we started like looking, and these are horses you can't get donated. They're just really hard to find because they're so well-trained and they're so stocky and strong and sweet. So our equine director comes to me and she has a picture of a man in a pool hall, riding Tank with people playing pool and, you know, having a great time. And like, that's the one. Go get him. And sure enough, he's been great. We do have to train him for what we do, but, you know, he's just so sweet. Nothing phases him. And I really do think they have an intuition, you know, an intuitive nature with our riders to just say, you know, I'm here for you. I get it. You know, you can tweak me on the nose. You can, you know, be imbalanced on my back and I'm going to be here for you. And I've seen them, you know, put their heads on people's laps after they get in their wheelchair, after they ride. I mean, I've just seen so many cool things that just tell me these horses get it. You know?
Well, thank you so much. I know that you haven't done this alone, but you certainly have been the driving force behind, you know, being there for so many families, for so many children and adults like Declan. And I want to let people know about this event you have coming up on February 6th, which is at the Grove Country Club, and that's in Long Grove, Illinois. And it's you're having a wine, chocolate, and spirits tasting, which sounds like an event that I might be very interested in as well.
Oh, good. Well, please join us. Yes, it's very cool. It started out years ago as just wine, and then some of the spouses were like, well, we're not wine drinkers. And I thought, well, we'll just add spirits. And then I thought, it's so close to Valentine's Day, and, you know, what kind of event doesn't have great chocolate? So we just kept adding wonderful things to it, and it's a smaller event than our giant barn party, but it's turned into a nice event to support our adult program, which started around 2010, where we help adults with MS and balance issues, traumatic brain injury, and veterans who actually work in our program after they've served in Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's an important program, you know, an important evening for me, because I want to show people that this is not just therapy for children with disabilities or people, you know, it doesn't discriminate. It helps so many adults as well.
Yeah, I mean, the connection that people find with the animals, with the other people that are at Equestrian Connection is remarkable. So everyone can go to equestrianconnection.org for information about the wine, chocolate, and spirits tasting, as well as get information about how to maybe go out to Equestrian Connection in Lake Forest, and maybe this is something that you're interested in for you or someone in your family. Diana, we will talk to you again before February 6th and let people know more about your program and about this event. Sound good?
Thank you, Patty. I hope you can come and bring Steve Dale to the barn.
Oh, yes, I will do that. We talked about it earlier this week. I will make that happen as well. Good night, Diana.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. More after this at 7:20. Bye. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And last night we had Representative Robert Martwick in the studio with us to talk a little bit about what's going on. Some of the interesting, I guess you can call them interesting press conferences that the governor of Illinois decided to have this week. I watched leader Lou Lang last night on Chicago Tonight. And I believe your take was that he had come from Fantasyland, leader Lou. Is that accurate?
I believe that's accurate. He took a phone call or made a phone call to President Cullerton, ran to a microphone without any notes, and apparently misconstrued the entire conversation he had with President Cullerton or purposely misstated it. I'm not sure which, but either way, you noted that a few minutes later, President Cullerton came public and said, that's not the deal I made with you, Governor. I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that seems like if you are, in fact, saying, hey, I'm willing to collaborate or work with President Cullerton, then maybe that's a press conference you have together to actually show people that is indeed the case.
Well, that's right. And maybe you take a few notes so that when you go to the press, you repeat exactly what the agreement is.
Now, one of the questions you were asked last night, and I know that Senator Murphy was, it was interesting watching the four of you, Representative Ives and Representative I'm sorry, I always mispronounce her name.
Nekrich.
And she, you know, it was interesting because she was searching for words to sort of like frame the conversation, whereas Matt Murphy was like, well, if we don't do this now, when are we going to do it? You know, he kept talking about 25% of our budget goes to pensions. But your point was, we're talking about the budget, and the governor has an agenda. The Constitution says we have to have a budget. Your agenda is not on it.
Well, right. That's exactly the point. And so every time they sit down to have a budget meeting, the governor starts with what he calls his turnaround agenda.
Right.
And now, at best, those are items for discussion, but none of them have anything directly to do with the budget of the state of Illinois. So to hold the people of our state hostage over those items, which are all political in nature, is just irresponsible, it seems to me. If the governor wants to try to discuss those things, he's certainly free to do them. He can find legislators to propose those items, and they can be debated or not debated, but they have nothing to do with the budget. And so just this last couple of weeks, we've found out that students that rely on the state to get what we call MAP grants, which are state grants to poorer students that go to universities, there are dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of second semester seniors who have not been able to register for classes for their second semester because they don't have the money to go to school for their second semester of their senior year. There's something wrong with that.
Well, today, the Lutheran Services of Illinois announced that they were going to have to cut over 750 positions or 43% of their staff, and also shut down about programs for 4,700 people, including services for veterans, senior citizens, the disabled, the mentally ill. This is, you know, people say that I talked to a representative on the other side of the aisle last year, and he said, well, everyone's going to have to make sacrifices to get the state back on track. Are we really starting with our most vulnerable? Is that where we're going to go?
Actually, about 90 or 92% of our full amount of our state budget is actually being paid out by court order. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the bottom 8 or 10% are the people that are most vulnerable, the people that would be served by Lutheran services, the people who need their money to go to school, those with autism and epilepsy and mental illness and people that need domestic violence shelters and senior citizens. Services for all of these folks are being shrunken to a very small dot on the map, if you will. I met the other day with some people that provide drug addiction services, mm-hmm. and they're still providing them, but they're cutting program after program after program, all because the governor will not do the budget with us.
Well, he has an agenda, Leader Lou.
Well, apparently he's got an agenda that is not an agenda that involves the people that live in the state of Illinois.
Well, what do you say to people who argue that, well, that agenda is what we need in order to turn around the sort of spending we have in you know, our pensions, and that we're wasting money on workman's comp, that businesses don't want to stay here because it's too expensive to do business here?
Well, firstly, Patty, pensions and the other big item he talked about this week, the Chicago public schools, are nowhere on his turnaround agenda. That has nothing to do with his turnaround agenda, although those are important issues for discussion. Secondly, a couple of years ago, we did pass workers' comp reform. Premiums are down. Could they be farther down? Sure. But I don't hear the governor talking about investigating the insurance companies who are jacking up their premiums for these businesses. All I hear him talking about is cutting benefits to people who are injured on the job. There's something wrong with that way of thinking.
Well, and the idea that the state of Illinois, that the governor's office or whoever he wants to put in charge would take over the Chicago public schools, you know, that just to me sounds like, well, let's just get rid of our obligation to the unions. Well, let's, you know, we're going to restructure this and make our own rules.
Well, certainly that's what he's all about, but he's also about this. So he's got nothing to talk about for his first year in office, and his State of the State address is coming up next Wednesday. And he's got to have something to talk about, which is why he talked about these very large, significant, big-ticket items this week, so he'd have something to talk about next week. That's part of what this is all about. Relative to Chicago schools specifically, this is a governor that has been spending a lot of time for the last year talking about local control. Municipalities ought to have local control. They ought to decide everything. Springfield should decide nothing for local communities, and yet he thinks nothing of saying the state should take over the Chicago school system. So it seems to me he has a responsibility to have a coherent philosophy of government. Either you're for local control or you're not for local control.
Yeah, it does seem counterintuitive to that argument. So when he does his State of the State address, then you're off and running starting next week down in Springfield. But from what I saw last night, it doesn't seem like anybody is confident that a budget will happen anytime soon.
I am not at all confident that a budget is going to happen soon. It may not happen till later this year. And I quipped last night that we may not have a full budget passed during the entire 4 years of Bruce Rauner's term. This is all up to him. Let's remember, I think listeners need to remember, that a budget was passed in Springfield. It was a budget that made cuts from last year's budget, which we needed to do because the income tax increase expired. It was a budget that reflected the values of the people of Illinois. Except for the education portion of it, the governor vetoed the entire budget. He could have done a line item veto on that budget. Under our Constitution, the governor could have made any changes in that budget he wished and cut it in any way he wanted. But instead, he vetoed the entire budget other than the education portion. And when asked recently what his number one achievement for the last year has been, he said, well, we got the education budget done, which is curious since all Republican members of the Illinois House of Representatives voted against that budget.
Right, so it happened despite their efforts.
The governor touts as his number one accomplishment was passed with all Democratic votes.
Well, and that's the other thing you mentioned last night as well on Chicago Tonight, which is that the Democrats are actually not a solid voting block. You have some disagreements. The Republicans, on the other hand, do vote completely lockstep with the governor, correct?
Well, that's what's been happening. And so we do have a veto-proof majority in the House and one in the Senate, but in the House, you need 71 votes to override a gubernatorial veto. We have exactly 71 members, but we don't vote in lockstep. We do have different minds. It's hard to corral Democrats. We have upstate Democrats and downstate and suburban, and they have different minds. And we have three or four members that were not necessarily for the budget we passed. It's their privilege and their right to be opposed to it. And so for those that dump on Democrats and say, well, if you guys want to do this, go do this. You have 71 members, go do it. These are the same people that say that we shouldn't be in lockstep, that all Democrats have caused this problem, and because we follow our leader down the path, we're in problem. So we have a few that don't agree. So pick a side, people.
Well, what can people do in the next, I mean, now that you're coming back into session, you know, I encouraged people last year to get involved. What is the best way, as far as Leader Lou is concerned, out in Skokie, the Niles area, what can people do to hopefully get in contact with you and let you know what they're concerned about?
Well, it's easy to reach me. My office number is 847-673-1131. My email is replulang@aol.com. I welcome any comments, whether you're my constituent or not. I would suggest to all the listeners, I would suggest to every citizen of Illinois that you create a relationship with your own legislators, your House member, your Senate member, not just send them postcards, not just send them email, but go see them. Go create a relationship with them so that they know it's important to you.
Well, that's something we're planning to do. I think I might have mentioned this to you last year when I was coming down to Springfield, that we are going to start inviting listeners to join us, whether it's going to visit Springfield or go to find our legislators' offices right here in our area near our homes, because it's time to go to meet your legislator. And we thank you for joining us. And I'm going to see you next week, Leader Lou.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Patty. And come on down. The governor's state of the state ought to be very interesting this year.
I hope to get a front row seat, or at least standing room only in the press box. We'll see what happens.
We'll see you then. Thanks.
Thank you so much. That's Leader Lou Lang. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. I almost don't want to come back on the air so quickly because I'm enjoying some fried chicken from Honey Butter Fried Chicken and some pizza, some fried chicken pizza from Peace Pizza. This mashup is, I'm so excited about this, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well.
Excellent. And I'm so sorry, I forgot your first name because I've got so many names in my head right now.
Bill.
I was going to say Bill, and I'm like, what if it's wrong?
Don't worry, I'll correct you.
And
Josh.
See? I just met him, and you told me his name two times, and I was like, hey, Zach, how are you doing?
Zach, that's, I wish that would have been a good name.
No, Josh is a good name.
Thank you.
You know, that would be one of the nicer names you've been called.
What do we call him when we're over
we're
at the restaurant?
I'm kidding.
Bill is a proprietor of Peace Pizza in Wicker Park. Yes?
That's correct.
And it's such a great place, too. We were there for taping for Eddie Volkman's show. He was doing his road show there. And the pizza you brought out, I was like, is this a football field or is this dinner? I don't know what's happening right now.
Large pies are very large.
It's pretty spectacular. And you have your own brewery in there.
Yep.
You brought me some dark Weiss beer.
The dark Hefeweizen, yeah.
Nice.
Dark and curvy.
Oh, you don't have to call me names. I go by Patty. Thank you very much. If you forget my name, that's fine. But I am dark and curvy. So how did this collaboration happen with Honey Butter Fried Chicken?
Well, it was an idea that just popped in my mind a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've known Josh and his business partner, Christine Sikowski, for several years now. And the idea just popped in my head because I've known them and have always admired what they do.
Yeah.
So one day I was just thinking, you know, I'll see if they wanted to do a collaboration and put their fried chicken on the pizza, and called them up and they said, yeah, absolutely. And that's where it started.
And it is it's such a good blend too, because it's a nice thin crust, right? So I consider pizza to be a delivery system for goodness, right? So you have put together, right? I mean, that's really, it seems to be the purpose of pizza. Yeah. So you make the delivery system spectacularly, and then what you're delivering is really quite tasty. How long has Honey Butter Fried Chicken been around?
We've been around for 2.5 years in Avondale.
You're little babies.
Little tiny babies, but we're doing pretty good. We've been serving fried chicken with honey butter on it. That's our whole deal. So you get
that's why you put it right in the name, so people
we don't like confusion.
Well, I mean, because you could have gone honey fried chicken, and people are like, oh, that's good. You go butter fried chicken, like, that's tasty. Honey butter. Wait. Say it again.
Honey butter fried chicken.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Yeah, it works out. So Christine and I have been fans of Peace for years. Honestly, I have many pictures of my birthday parties over the years where, I order as much Peace Pizza as I possibly can afford, line it up at a table, and then just sort of, you know, rule over it. It's really a wonderful experience. So when Bill called us up and asked us about doing Honey Butter Fried Chicken Pizza, you know, we were on it. We were ready to go.
Yeah, no, this is a stroke of genius, I have to say. It's wonderful. And then this is not just, you know, to have fun with two restaurants. You're also doing something wonderful for the community. Tell us a little about that.
Well, we give 10% of all sales from this pizza to Pilot Light Chefs. And this was a charity that Josh was familiar with, and I said to Josh, let's find a beneficiary and give some money to it. And Josh said, why don't we do, you know, Pilot Light Chefs? So Josh, why don't you tell Patty about that?
Yeah, Pilot Light is a really cool organization founded by chefs Paul Kahan, Matthias Mergis, Jason Hamill, and Ryan Poley, some good friends of ours, and they basically had this great idea to put chefs in schools and have chefs work with teachers, teaching lesson plans that are sort of tied to the curriculum that the teachers, you know, need to teach, but sort of use food as the medium. So we'll use food to teach math, you know, we'll use food to teach social studies, and in the process, hopefully teach kids about great ingredients, teach them about nutrition. And then the funnest part is that the chefs take over the schools at lunchtime, and we go in and cook a really healthy, local sustainable meal for the kids, which is really a great time.
And how can schools participate? Like if someone wants to help, you know, or other organizations want to kind of jump in and be a part of this next time.
Yeah, I think the best way would be to go to pilotlightchefs.com or maybe it's .org. But look up Google Pilot Light Chefs and you can find out more about the organization and how to get involved.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah. And so, you know, with Peace Pizza, you know, when you have this, you know, great location, it's your destination. You just are in Wicker Park. I can't tell you how many people I told Peace was going to be here tonight. They were like, can you save me some?
Love them.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up in just a moment. Let me take a break here because that's my band playing for me, telling me to go to the break right now. More after this. Yeah, we're hanging out with Bill from Peace Pizza in Wicker Park and with Josh from Honey Butter Fried Chicken in Avondale. More in just a moment. You're listening Pretty Late. We've been hanging out with Bill from Peace Pizza in Wicker Park. What's the address over there? Or better?
1927 West North Avenue.
And your website?
PeaceChicago.com.
Peace, P-I-E-C-E, Chicago.com. And Josh, for Honey Butter Fried Chicken, where do we find you?
3361 North Elston in Avondale.
And for this pizza, is it only at Peace? Or is it at both?
Yes, no, it's at Peace.
It's at Peace.
Yes.
All right, so go get your fried chicken pizza at Peace.
And you can get the fried chicken at Honey Butter if you need that after the Peace.
Yeah, you just do a tour of them.
And this runs to the end of January.
Great.
January 31st.
All right, so we have to head over there.
Yes, and then next month we have another one with Steph Izard.
Oh, wonderful. For the goat and the girl?
Girl and the goat.
Girl and the goat, that's what
and
I said.
Duck, duck, goat. So it's going to be a duck, duck, goat inspired pizza.
Oh, wonderful.
Her new place.
We'll have to try that out if you have some time to come by. Or we'll come to you maybe. We don't know.
We'd love to see you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Josh, so much. We'll see you again soon. And don't forget to go to pilotchef.org.
Pilotchefs.org. Yep.
Pilotchefs.org for more information about the health and nutrition information program that they are contributing their money to. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without Hannah, you? I'm so out of love without you.
But you know what? You are every woman in the world to me.
Am I really?
Yes, you are.
That's a lot of woman.
I know.
I guess I've eaten this fried chicken. Hannah, you went to go see Air Supply. She texted me, Craig, and asked if I would. And Craig and I actually talked about this last night, how much I wanted to go. And Craig, do you remember the one thing that kept me from going?
This radio show?
Yeah, the drive out.
Me too. I actually was also going to go to this, but then we have to work.
St. Charles is so. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be stuck out. Plus, there's like traffic on Michigan Avenue right now. Anything could happen between there and here. I wanted to be with you, Hannah, and hold hands.
Well, and you should have wanted to because I'm a hoot and a holler. However, it was really, really, really fun, but it did go late, and I was really glad you weren't with me for this reason. Mm-hmm. I left at 11. And I was like, oh, thank God Patty wasn't here.
Oh, well, and I told you the reason. And I told Elliot, this has kind of been my week. I've been under the covers a lot. I've just been like, I've been sort of hunkered down because my sleep has been very erratic. So I was really sad when you texted me. I was like, I really want to go, but I don't have it in me. I told you.
No, I get it.
So,
I take it personally, but that's okay.
You did go with a friend, though.
It looks like
you both had a lot of fun.
Oh, we did. And not only did we have fun, another friend of mine was there. And uncoordinated. And I texted her and I go, hey, any chance I'm going to see you at the Air Supply concert? Because she had posted that she was in St. Charles eating dinner. And she goes, oh, my God, yes, I'm going to be there. Are you here? And I said, no, I'll be there later. I'm doing my hair. And clearly I have priorities. And then as I arrived, she said, where are you? I have backstage passes for you.
What?
Because that's a thing that's normal.
And I went, backstage passes?
Yeah, so I met Russell and Graham of Air Supply.
What? Did you get a selfie?
41 years strong, Air Supply. Mm-hmm.
Did you get a selfie?
I didn't. They were not doing that. I did get a picture. They had a professional photographer taking pictures.
Oh, okay. That's fine. And you know what? That's appropriate, right? Because then it's like legit. They have a little bit of control over the images. It's not, right?
And there was, like no question about, can I grab my cell phone? Like that was not even an option. They were like in, out, done.
Right. Now, Elliot Serrano's in the studio with me, and he was making a face.
I heard of him. Yes.
Yes, Elliot, Hannah, Elliot.
Hi.
I'm hurt you didn't invite me.
Oh.
And you should be, but I knew you'd be with Patty. Hello.
Well, you know, you're like, you're always talking about, oh, we need to hang out and do stuff. Air Supply would have been it.
Okay, next year. When they're back next year, Elliot, you're my guy.
Well, it's either Air Supply, number one. Asia,
Barry Manilow.
Number two.
Ooh,
okay.
Asia.
Because when Heat of the Moment comes on, look out.
Elliot, what's your favorite Air Supply song?
Yes.
Everyone
starts with I'm All Out of Love.
No.
Everyone
no.
I've mentioned it to has started
there's
that.
There's another one. I see.
They closed with All Out of Love.
See, there's a thing. Here's a problem. I can't really name the songs. I have to start singing them.
No, it's fine. I was just
feel
curious
free.
If like
no, right.
if Hannah and you were at the show. And
that's it.
This is making
that's
love out of nothing
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
I figured maybe you'd sing along to this.
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that. No. Nobody wants that.
And I know the, yeah. Wait, yeah.
So it's, that would have been, I mean, this is like the one where you stare into each other's eyes.
Yeah, that yeah. would have been awesome. So I periscoped that song.
Oh, you did? So,
if you go to Periscope for that, Hannah Stanley, you will find an 8-minute video, and my shoulder is like crying because I held my phone up landscape for 8 minutes straight because I'm not very strong. And so, yeah, you can watch them from live, quote unquote, live from the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois, that song.
Hmm.
So, Elliot, you and I can watch the video together, and it'll be just like
I love that you did that. Now, when you were periscoping, did you get the crowd, too? Now, because, you know, this is a crowd that maybe it doesn't have a lot of people that are in the, let's say, not a lot of people in their 20s, I'm going to guess.
No, I was towards the younger end. I did hear a rumor that Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg were there.
You texted me that, and I was like, well, that would have been just awkward for me.
Well, they were. I feel like it might be awkward for Donnie Wahlberg. Like, Air Supply, that's cute. I was in a boy band and played stadiums. You know, I like,
oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I feel like maybe where he's like, or maybe he admires them because 41 years, they're still going at it. I don't know.
Right.
But
something to aspire to.
I never saw them. There's a balcony at the Arcata. The rumor is they were upstairs. I didn't see them. I was okay with not seeing them.
Well, now my question was going to be, since perhaps you were amongst the younger crowd.
Yeah, and I was.
Were there a lot of people standing and singing and dancing, or was it a lot of sitting and watching? Craig, why are you laughing? I'm just saying.
No, that's a fair question.
I'm just saying.
Were people capable of standing throughout the whole
capable,
show?
Not capable, but desirous of it. I think that you get to a certain age, you're like, I'm going to sit down and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay, so in my row, just my particular aisle, and this is not typical for the rest of the venue, there was a woman who had braces on her arms and really struggled, and man, she was enjoying herself, but I knew that it was big effort for her to have gotten there, and I felt really badly because I had to make her stand up four times when I went past her.
Oh, no.
I felt really bad, really, really, really bad. Like I tried to help her stand up. And then at the other end of the aisle, there was a woman in a rascal, like she chose mobility, kind of a rascal, right?
Right.
And so that's why I opted for the woman who had the arm braces, because I was like, well, hold on, you know, it's 6 of 1. And I was going to climb over the seats behind me, but those people were full. So those two were not doing a lot of standing. But she did. The woman who has the braces actually did stand and kind of sway because they do come into the crowd and sing. They do a song while they walk around. It's very neat. They walk around. But I saw them last year at the same venue at the Arcata, and it was more people were on their feet. It was far livelier.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I saw the picture of it was at the Arcata, or what, where was it?
It was at the Arcata in St. Charles.
Okay, so because I saw that it sort of looked like theater rather than state, not, how do I explain it? like velvet red seats, right?
Yeah, it is an old movie house.
Okay.
The Arcata has been there in St. Charles for forever. It's as long as I've known of St. Charles and have driven through it as a kid, it's always been there.
Right, and they do great bands. They got a lot of wonderful music that comes in there.
So much. I mean, the Bodines are coming. I'm sure Asia will be here at some point, Elliot, and I'll make note of that. Crystal Gayle. I mean, really, like, classic people are coming.
Does she still have all that hair?
She does.
Really?
At least she does in her headshot.
Right? If people can't picture Crystal Gayle, she had hair at one point that was pretty much down to the back of her ankles.
Yeah. She's Loretta Lynn's sister.
Right.
And really has that kind of, you know, genes and is a great singer. But, yeah, so she's playing. I saw Martin Short there do stand-up. I saw...
Did he do Jiminy Glick when he was there?
Yes, he's so brave.
So
brave.
I love Jiminy Glick. Yep.
He's my favorite. I also saw Chaz Palminteri one time do the one-man show Bronx Tale. Was at the Arcata in St. Charles. It was great. I really like going to this venue.
Yeah. If I just lived, like, the thing about St. Charles for me is, like, no matter where you start, what time of day, how much traffic there is, it's exactly an hour, no matter where you're coming from.
Always. Yeah.
It's like some sort of weird geographical magical trick. It's like center Earth or something.
It is. But then, so I was glad you weren't with me, because then I heard that the inbound Ike was, you know, like 10 minutes longer than it usually is. And I'm like, oh, Craig would have been so mad.
Well, there's something happening on Michigan Avenue, which I'm going to have to ask Roger Badish about when we come back, or at least write. Roger, do you know what's happening on Michigan Avenue by any chance?
Sorry, getting everything. Come here, microphone.
I love that Roger, that was
where did he just come out of?
I don't know, but like he crawled out from
hey, Roger, you're up in the newsroom? Yeah, give
like
me
he
a
was
second.
On Michigan Avenue and just crawled out the outside of the building to tell us what was happening. Look, there are cars driving over the curb now. They're not even waiting for the part where you can, and you're not supposed to turn around there. There's something happening on Michigan Avenue. I need answers, Roger.
I will investigate, and we will get back to you as soon as we find something.
All right, because
details as they become available.
They're not messing. Yes. Yeah, someone's going to get hurt out here because they're driving up onto the sidewalk. Don't do that. Stop it.
Well, they're drunk. Yeah. I mean, no, maybe not.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I've got no reports yet. I'm checking right now. We don't have any reports yet.
Call the police department.
I will call the police
department. Any of you cars on Michigan Avenue.
I don't even think they know yet.
Cars.
If you're just seeing it.
Cars. No, it's been happening for over 45 minutes. Cars on Michigan Avenue. Someone out. Look, we have 13, 14% of the listenership. One of you has to have WGN on your radio. 312-981-7200. Can you tell us what you see on Michigan Avenue? 312-981-7200. Give us a call. So, here you go. I'm just saying.
Aubrey is telling us that he thinks the bridge might be closed.
Yeah, but that's behind us.
Yeah,
that's over there.
There's another.
We can see the bridge.
This way.
But does it look like traffic is turning around?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
they're turning around toward the bridge.
Elliot, you're not doing anything. Just run right out.
Yeah.
Elliot, go out.
Elliot will be our man on the street.
All right, I'm out.
Elliot's our man on the street. Now we have to do what's in the box at 12:30.
By the way, real quick, Asia was in St. Charles last year.
But that doesn't mean they won't be back soon.
Okay.
Right. That means they will be back soon, because they usually kind of like it's once a year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's kind of like the Ravinia thing.
Is it kind of a little bit? Oh.
Exactly,
you know, they
like
come for like 4 years straight, then they'll take a year off, and then they come back. And...
Yeah. Elliot, walking up to the Showcase studio window is not going outside.
Yeah, but he's saying that it looks like it's opening up a little bit. I don't know. He's asking people with sign language if it's opening up. He's going like this, doing sort of a swimming motion to them. Does it look like this?
This is going to work out well. I can feel it.
Hannah, you're coming on the show next week, but the week after that, can we tell people what you're doing, or do you not want to tell anybody? Because maybe you are a private person that doesn't share those kinds of things. Wow, that was Roger, by the way, not Craig.
Craig knows better.
One second. I have breaking news.
Uh-oh. Literally not scared enough of me.
I have breaking news. There is a fire at 535 North Michigan Avenue. We are being tweeted by the police scanner because you know why? They listen to us and we follow them.
That's right.
Happening. So there is a fire at...
Okay, well, safety first. But
I'm looking at it right now.
Hotel Intercontinental.
That's exactly where it might be. It's a block down. What we're saying is please avoid Michigan Avenue. There is no traffic coming, going north, southbound, and northbound looks like everyone's trying to turn around. So please stay away from Michigan Avenue, near us. Because we can see that it's problematic right now.
Don't drive outside of where we are.
Yes, we are at 435. Yeah. Oh, why am I telling people that? Like, they can't find the Tribune Tower.
Well, you always say Tribune Tower.
Yeah, but they don't know. They don't know.
Okay, 535 is a residential building.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Thank you, police scanner. Yeah. I'm not sure what the symbols mean. It says I goes ninya at Chicago_scanner.
Real quick, can we just applaud our show for figuring that out? We just all said, you know... What's going on here?
Oh, in fact, you are now quoted, Patty Vasquez. Chicago Scanner quotes you.
Yes.
A fire at 535 North Michigan.
Wait, they're using us as a source
now? Exactly.
They're the source.
That's a mistake.
No, you're our source. See, what happens is, Chicago Scanner, you're our source. You can't now quote us as being the source.
Patty Vasquez says there's a fire.
Yeah, but guessing. I'm just a broadcaster.
No, but it's Elliot, it's like, come on.
Elliot's not going outside.
Right there.
Yes, Elliot, can verify.
I thought we'd solved it. I can run out and find it out now.
No, jog down there, Elliot.
No. Hannah Stanley.
Latte and go.
Yes, please. Go ask the security guard. Look, just ask the security. Look, he's talking to the bus driver. Hannah, you are going to be...
Okay, so next week I will be in in preparation for what I'm doing the following week. And the following week I will be calling you live from...
From?
Disney World.
I'm so excited for you. I know, I'm so excited for you. You've been many times, but you...
I do, I go every year.
You sent me a picture of your daughter's suitcase of what's already being packed, and I fell in love with you immediately. Now, when you put the clothing in the Ziploc bags, do you also, like, use a space saver, like suction out all the air, so, like, the...
Well, they're ironed,
mm-hmm.
because I'm that girl, and then they have the matching bow and everything that needs to be coordinated, because then it's easy. And then, no, I don't. What I do is I just press it out nicely.
Okay.
Like, so most of the air is gone.
Now, the thing I noticed when I was at Disney World was the disparity between how much fun it seems to be for the girls, as far as dress-up and character play. There isn't as much for the boys.
Well, you have to seek it out. There is Pirates League, and that's over by the Pirates of the Caribbean. And you can get dressed up and have your makeup done like you're one of the pirates in the movie, or Jake from Jake and the Neverland Pirates, which is on Disney Junior.
Right.
My son actually got a costume from my mother from The Beast. So my daughter will be wearing a Belle gown when we go have dinner at Be Our Guest, and my son will be dressed up as the prince.
Now, when you go to Epcot, now does mommy get to have a cocktail? Oh, mommy doesn't like to have cocktails very often anyway, especially when you're traveling.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, I have a good friend named Patty who has just told me that I need to go to France and get a cocktail.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you like Grand Marnier, but they have a Grand Marnier slushy.
Yeah, no, that will be tried because I trust you.
Okay. It's very, very tasty. Right.
Yeah, I'm not a big drinker, but I would cocktail if... Like, when you tell me I should.
Yeah, you should. That's the one out of all of Disney World. It's supposed to be the best cocktail in Disney World, by the way.
Right. Well, and Be Our Guest, which is in Magic Kingdom, is the only place that serves liquor in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I didn't go there. I was wondering about that when I was at the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Kingdom. I was fine. I was totally fine in that traffic jam that was created. But it was the holidays. It was on me. And actually, for those of you who've never been to Disney World, even when it was at its peak craziest, it was actually manageable because of Fast Pass and having a plan.
Real quick, Patty?
Yes.
We just got a phone call from Dan Prompt in Atlantic City, New Jersey. He's listening to the show. He really likes it tonight. He thinks we're doing a really good job.
Aw, thank you.
One of the finest programs in radio in the world.
I miss the Tropicana. I used to perform at the Comedy Stop at the Tropicana in Atlantic City.
Oh, nice.
And I miss it. I used to fly into Philadelphia, take the train from Philadelphia to Atlantic City. It was a good time.
If you ever go and perform out there, Dan will come to your show.
Dan should definitely come to. I would get him free tickets even if he did that.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
How you doing?
You guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Good show tonight.
We got Police Scanner listening. We got Dan in Atlantic City. We are, you know what, Dan?
We got Air Supply reports.
Hannah, we're doing What's in the Box in just a little bit.
I know.
I know.
Yeah, I've got some good ones.
I already read some of them.
I'm sad I'm not there.
Well, I will make sure. We will do what's in the box with you.
I would have been late because of the traffic and the show.
We would have held on for you.
Yeah.
And the fire.
And the fire.
And the fire. I would have reported live.
We will do a special.
Unlike some people.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. We will do a special What's in the Box just for you, Hannah Stanley, next week.
All right. So I will be on next Thursday with you.
Yes. And then the following week, you'll be calling in from Disney World, the happiest place on earth. Allegedly, Hannah and I make it happy. Other cranks spend all their money and are like, make me happy. Like jerks.
No, we're just happy to be there.
Exactly. Hannah, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was nice to spend time with all of y'all.
And I'm all out of love. And time.
I'm so lost without you.
I am totally lost without you.
I miss you, Hannah Stanley.
We miss you.
I missed you guys all.
All right. Follow Hannah on Instagram. How do you find her on Instagram?
Instagram is that Hannah. It's supposed to be that Hannah Stanley. So if it cuts off, just cut it off there. It's either like that Hannah Stan, I think, is what it is.
And then on Twitter?
Twitter is that Hannah Stan.
And then, and you can find her on Facebook. Just search
her. Facebook is Hannah Stanley, and I'm friends with Patty and Roger and everybody if you can't find me. Or you can go to that, Hannah Stanley, and you can find me there also.
Perfect. Good night, darling. Oh, there it is.
So lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long.
Sing it, Hannah. Good night, darling. More after this on 720 WGN. Yeah. And a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were all put in the boxes, and they all came out the same. And there's doctors, and there's lawyers, and there's business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. You know what that means? It's time for What's in the Box? 312-981-7200. We are playing What's in the Box. We need two contestants on the line. And by the way, someday we should just have Chicago Scanner call in and play. They could always be, you know, our celebrity contestant. I think that would be a lot of fun.
That would be cool.
Thank you again, Chicago Scanner, for providing information. We realize we should probably just check in, like, just read Chicago Scanner tweets.
You don't want to tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's really bad out there.
Oh, all right then. Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
In fact, we have a Loyola student has been shot and injured.
One
of many shootings that have been going on so far overnight.
All right. Well, and that's the kind of thing where since we only get the information as it's being radioed, a Chicago Scanner, you know, they listen. They listen to what's going on. They listen to both the chatter, the emergencies, the kind of calls that they get that go back and forth. They can hear the dispatcher. They can hear the squad cars. When I used to work at Radio Shack, it was actually something I enjoyed doing in my
You'd had the scanners on in the store?
Yeah, I would always have the scanners on.
Very cool.
At the time, I was actually waiting to hear back from the police department. I had applied for the academy. And so I was all jacked. I was all excited to hear how they talk and kind of feel like I was in the action. We are playing What's in the Box. Take our minds off of things. This is our little weekend, you know, kind of weekend silliness. And I will explain the game as we get our contestants. We have joining us in studio our chief geek officer, Elliot Serrano. And we'll be talking about Deadpool and other controversies after 1 a.m. Also, we're going to check in with Brian, the producer from Rogue Con's show, and see how the AVNs are, all the parties and such, the porn awards in Las Vegas.
The adult video.
He should be ashamed
of it. I've heard it both ways. It's sponsored by Chatterbait. Just saying. We also have in studio with us, do you prefer to go by, what name do you prefer to go by?
Either one, Rebecca or Becky.
I'm going to go with Rebecca because I have a niece named Becky and she bugs me. So
Rebecca.
I'm just teasing, and I'm not really. We have on the line with us, we have two contestants, and they are vying for, they'll be a winner either way, and we try to have a prize that is, you know, I think they're both equally appealing. We have a gift card from Apt Electronics, and we have a gift card from Lou Malnati's, and you can go to apt.com for all the wonderful appliances and technology that they have available. They have an Apple store. It's a Steve Shapiro will take care of you no matter what you need. And Lou Malnati's, you can go to loumalnati's.com. Lou's to go, locations all over the Chicagoland area. Plus, you can have it shipped to your friends who aren't, you know, in the Chicagoland area. They're not lucky enough to have a piping hot deep dish. They can get a frozen one and just heat it up, and it'll be delicious right where they are. We have Vicky on the line who is going to play What's in the Box with us. Hi, Vicky. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine tonight.
Excellent. Have you ever heard us play What's in the Box?
I've heard you play it, yes.
Excellent. I love when people already know. I'll still explain it, but this way, let's see where Stan is. Stan, have you heard us play What's in the Box?
I've heard it every week.
Every week? Excellent. Do you feel like you've come up with a strategy for this game?
No.
Oh.
I don't usually guess the right one.
Oh, really? Do you find, Stan, that the guests that we have, or Roger and I, are we misleading in the way we read, or does it matter?
That's the entertaining part about it.
That's a part of the fun.
Yeah.
Vicky, have you heard Elliot do any of his impressions while doing the reviews?
Yes, I believe I have.
Excellent. So for those of you who've never heard us play What's in the Box, this struck me a few years ago. Well, one thing that struck me was how many people will review absolutely everything on Amazon. And I happen to be shopping for an item because I travel a lot. And so let's just say, you know, mommy likes to make sure she stays in shape when she's on the road. And so I was just checking to see what was out there. And I happened to come across, by accident, mind you, just by, you know, just the sheer virtue of just a search for adult toys. And I found the reviews were absolutely captivating. So I thought there had to be a way to use these on our show. So we have a game called What's in the Box, and our contestants have to guess if the review that we read is for an appliance, such as, and they don't have to tell us what appliance it is, just appliance, because I pull reviews from, you know, hand mixers and blenders. Roger, what kind of appliances do you pull?
Oh, we've got dishwashers, vacuum cleaners, mixers, espresso machines.
You go for big ticket items.
I love it. Oh, nothing cheap about me.
And then from the other end of the spectrum, we have adult toys, and that's pretty self-explanatory. So our contestants know how to play. So our first review is going to come from Roger, and you're going to read to Vicky, please.
Okay, Vicky. Ready? Here we go. I know you're ready because you're on the phone, and you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Here we go. The first thing you'll notice about this bad boy when you take it out of the box is how damn heavy it is.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, I think that's an appliance.
You would think correctly.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh.
I love this. Vicky's into it. Stan.
I think I found my new friend.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Elliot doesn't know if he wants to get involved in this.
Yeah, this is a threesome that I don't want to. Yeah, no.
Elliot, will you please read for Stan?
Okay, Stan.
Okay.
I'm going to be reading this as Yoda, the Jedi Master. All right.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be recommending this to everyone, strongly even. The moment you use this, know why you will.
Does Yoda have a cold at the beginning there?
What do you think, Stan?
800 years
old. Yoda's talking about a toy.
That is correct, yes.
Look at this. Our contestants are on fire tonight. On fire. Rebecca, will you please read for Vicky?
All right, Vicky, here we go. Highly recommend this product. Very easy to use. Have been using it almost every day. Love this product.
I hope it's a toy.
Sorry, Vicky. It's an appliance.
I love that. I love that Vicky's hoping that someone's that happy with their item.
Vicky, I'm just as disappointed as you are because I wanted to order that toy.
Indeed.
All right. I'm going to read for Stan. All right, Stan?
All right.
My husband bought me this, and I just love it. I would recommend it for everyone.
I'd say probably the appliance.
It's a toy. It's a toy.
Well, that's good.
All right, Roger, you're reading for Vicky.
Oh, boy, here we go. All right.
Yeah, you got some good ones, Roger. I saw your list. Uh-huh.
It's, okay.
All right.
I personally don't like this product at all. I mean, granted, it's very easy to clean, very easy to use, but it's also noisy, very big, and just a pain to store.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's a lot of hassle.
Oh, that sounds like an appliance.
No, I'm sorry.
What?
It's a toy.
What?
Oh. Yes.
I thought toys were easy to store. I mean, isn't that like one of the primary things you need to be able to do with it is store it?
It depends on what kind of a toy it is.
I find the pouches with the free gift with purchase from Estee Lauder work best. Anyway, so Stan, if you, I'm just saying, if you want to repurpose something, that's a good way to go. Ellie.
What about the bags that come with the Crown Royal?
Yeah, those are a little bit, they're not long enough. Oh. Elliot, will you please? Sometimes you need a tote from Estee Lauder. Elliot, will you please read for Stan?
Yes, Stan, I'm gonna try to hit you with my Han Solo here, okay?
Okay.
Smooth operator does what it's supposed to do with ease.
probably a toy.
That's an appliance. Sorry.
Oh, man. Rebecca, will you please read for Vicky? We're tied at one. We started hot out of the gate. Oh. That's all right. We're having a good time.
All right, Vicky. Hoping I can help you out here.
Okay.
Received this very fast and in good working order, but I don't care for it.
Oh,
yeah,
it's sort of a toy.
It is a toy.
Hey.
Yay.
Vicky is up 2-1. There we go. All right. I'm going to read for you, Stan.
All right.
I have recommended this to all my friends, and I've even purchased the platinum version. Can't wait to receive it.
maybe toy.
It is a toy. I don't know what the platinum version would be. It's dipped. Can you read for Vicky, Roger, please?
They are
tied at 2-2. First to five.
2-2.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. It is excellent for everyone from connoisseurs to beginners. It's low maintenance.
That sounds like an appliance to me.
Ooh, I'm sorry, it's a toy.
What kind of maintenance?
Oh, yeah.
It's like rinse, wash, repeat.
My kitty cat is so upset.
I don't understand. Am I wrong? Am I wrong about this? I don't understand what kind of maintenance you're doing on it. It's just... Some people are overthinking this. I don't know, just a gentle rinse.
Sorry. I'm not sure. Is this appropriate?
Morning.
I'm not even sure.
We are entering
adult topics here.
Maybe you plug it in. Whatever. Don't. The only maintenance. Don't plug it in while you're washing it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. All right, Elliot. Will you please read for Stan?
Okay, Stan. I'm not gonna do any voices because this is gonna be a challenging one. I'm gonna read it exactly as it was written. All right. Ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Don't even think about ordering it. It doesn't even work. I wish I could get my money back.
Sounds like an old appliance.
It's a toy. Sorry.
This is so startling.
It was like all caps, no punctuation. It was just one long run-on sentence.
Oh, I see. You're reading it as written.
As written, you were.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was well said, sir.
Yes, it was. I couldn't get away from my ears fast enough. Okay, Vicky, I'm going to read for you.
Okay.
It does what it's supposed to do, and I love the cleanup is easy, but this thing is loud. If you buy it, you will see what I'm talking about.
Well, it would be very embarrassing if it was a toy, but I'm going to say it's a toy.
It's an appliance. I agree with you. Like, that's key. You got to, yeah, especially if anyone's home. Roger, will you please read for Stan?
Okay. Let's see which ones are. Okay, here we go. It's far from what we'd call sexy, but did appreciate its straightforward design, bathed in shades of silver and black, has an upscale feel.
I'd say that's probably not a toy. It's an appliance.
Very good.
Wow. All right. So we've got Stan's up 3-2. Rebecca, you are reading for Vicky.
All right, Vicky.
Let me turn your... Hold on. There you go. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. We have a short but sweet one for you, Vicky.
Okay.
Very handy, but basic and simple.
I'll
say it's a toy.
An appliance.
Vicky's saying that personally. Elliot, will you please read for Stan?
Okay, Stan. It looks like it tried to melt the moment it got wet. Why would it do that?
Oh, so weepy.
The silly toy.
That is correct. Yes.
Oh, it's man. A toy. Santa's pulling ahead 4-2. Roger, please read for Vicky, who is a wonderful contestant.
Yes, she is.
She is.
Very much.
They both are.
Yes. Dun 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. We have game show music for Roger.
All right, here we go. Like many models currently available, the controls are concealed on the top. On the control panel, you'll find buttons for power.
Ooh. Hmm. That sounds pretty complicated.
It really does.
Oh. But I think I'll say it's a toy.
I'm sorry, it's an appliance.
Oh, no,
I'm so sorry.
Not again.
Not again.
That's what she said.
I know. She really does not like getting appliance. I don't blame her. She's like, a toy, for God's sake.
Yeah, really.
Please.
Elliot, will you please read for Stan? I almost want to send Vicky a toy. We've got to get a sponsor for this. Where's Adam and Eve when you need them?
All right.
Okay, you just made Roger snort. Could you can that, please? We're gonna replay that. That'll be that you got that wrong noise. I can't even
say. Oh my God, he has turned a shade of purple.
Oh no, Roger, breathe. Roger, breathe. Roger, stop hitting. Wow, Roger. Okay. Roger, look at me. Look at you, Roger.
It's like the Willy Wonka movie, but it's red instead of purple.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, like the blueberry girl.
Yeah, the blueberry girl.
Roll her out.
We're going to have to roll Roger out of here.
Oh, no, that does not sound healthy.
That is not. None of that was good.
Can we take a break? You know what?
It's yeah,
Vicky,
take a break.
Stan,
let's
can you hold on? We
break.
Need Roger to be able to get some air before we continue the game. More with Vicky and Stan, who are playing What's in the Box, which is, you know, if I ask you what's in my box, it's a totally different game.
Side little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one.
I have the yellow one. Is that weird? Is it weird that I have the yellow box? We have Vicky and Stan on the line there playing What's in the Box. Vicky and Stan, we have been discussing on the air just now who was last because we were making sure that Roger was okay. Apparently, he has terrified one of the janitors, one of the women that cleans the studio upstairs on the 7th. Roger.
Yes.
Vicky, Stan, do you happen to remember who was last read to?
I have no idea.
Vicky was read to last. Okay, that sounds good. And, you know, Stan is ahead 4-2. So,
a smart play by Vicky to pretend she didn't remember.
And that Stan's a gentleman. Nice. So, either way, yes, I like all that. It worked out very well. So, thank you both. Rebecca, will you please read for Vicky?
Good product. Heats up really fast and well. Keeps everything tame, which is good.
Oh, that sounds like an appliance.
It is,
hey!
Vicky!
I was cringing. I was like, I don't know what that is. Yay. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so Vicky, it is 3-4. You have 3. Okay. Stan has 4. Elliot is going to read for Stan.
Ready, Stan?
Sure.
I'm going to do this one as the most beloved character in Star Wars.
Please not Jar Jar Binks, because it's not
Binks.
True. No, it's not true. Yeah. What
everyone,
are you doing? Stop. I'm going to turn your microphone off.
Everyone loves Jar Jar. Come on. Don't hate on the Gungan.
This ruins what we put in the box.
Really? Mm-hmm. Super cute, awesome little teen. No complaints.
And Stan, would you like that again from Jar Jar Binks?
I think that would be a toy that Vicky would like.
Wow. Oh, hello. It's an appliance.
Oh, see what you did there? See what you did there. All right. Roger, will you please read for Vicky?
Whew. All right. I'm going to get through this.
I know you will. You've done a good job. You've pulled some excellent reviews.
Thank you.
Now it's time to share them with the world.
Something else, too.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
All right.
We don't take requests.
No. Okay. It's a bit taller and beefier than your average.
Ooh.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's a toy.
Is it a toy?
Is it a toy?
No, I'm sorry. It's an appliance.
But that's the fun of this. We laugh. And that's why we play this game, because we act like children. We act like 12-year-olds when we play this game. Becky, please read for Stan.
All right, Stan. Nothing to write home about, but okay.
Oh.
That sounds like one of my Yelp reviews.
Oh.
It seems like many of an appliance.
Oh.
That's a toy.
Who do you write home about with that? Dear mother, could you please send double A's? Elliot, it's your turn.
Did Ken Burns do a bit on these letters?
I think so. Please read for Vicky.
All right, Vicky, ready?
I'm ready.
I purchased this solely based on the reviews. After receiving this item, I have to say I was highly disappointed. Not as powerful as I thought.
That's a tough one. Huh.
Oh, I think that's an appliance.
It was a toy.
What?
Oh, sorry, no.
It was a toy.
See, and I told you that's the problem I have with the gold one I got. Anyway, Roger.
Yeah, hello.
Roger, please read for Stan.
All right. Plenty of power keeps this competitive, versatile, and numerous settings.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Much lighter and quieter.
Read to you by a movie star from the 1940s. Go ahead, Stan. would you like that one more time?
And now the news.
No. Oh, that's what it is.
Ready? Say it again.
I guess a toy.
And you would guess correct.
Oh, Stan has won the game.
Oh.
But Vicky, you know you get a prize. Whatever Stan doesn't choose, you get the consolation prize. We will console you with that. Vicky and Stan, you have been an absolute pleasure for playing What's in the Box.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. And hold on the line.
Thank you.
This is a pleasure. And Craig will take your information.
That's easy for you to say.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
So excited. An Apt Electronics gift card for one of you and a Lou Malnati's gift card for the other. Go to apt.com for more information. By the way, our winners and over the last few weeks, we have caught up with your information to Steve Shapiro. That was on me, not on Craig. So those should be delivered to you shortly. And thank you so much for your patience. Vicky and Stan will be getting your cards out to you as well. Again, go to lewsugo.com for the Chicagoland areas. And they actually sponsored our wrap party for Sketchfest. So thank you so much for sending such delicious pizzas earlier in the week. And Apt Electronics, Steve will take care of anything you need to know. Any questions, if he can't answer it, he'll find someone that can. Do we have a break before the news, or are we good for just talking for a minute? Coming up after the news, we are going to check in with producer Brian, who works for Rokon. And Roger, did you hear his report from Las Vegas last night?
I didn't hear the reports, but I've been following him on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, he's fairly...
having a good time.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk to him about the awards start tomorrow, and he is there for the... I'm told it's not the Porn Awards. It is the...
Adult Video.
It originally was the Adult Video News, which was... This is way back when.
Oh, Roger keeping track of the evolution.
I used to live out in Vegas, so...
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, 3.5 years worked out there.
Wow. It's a dry heat.
Just don't touch any metal in the middle of summer.
Yeah, no.
I learned that. Our daughter was actually one at a gaming table. I mean, was born out there.
I feel like you said it right the first time.
Probably.
I don't know. Oddly enough, this is the music I play when I do get my box delivered. We have on the line with us Brian, producer for the Rokon Show, and he is joining us. He's on the line in Las Vegas. Where are you tonight, Brian?
Hey, Patty. Right now I am on the Las Vegas Strip pulling up to the Hard Rock Hotel. Traffic was pretty bad because there was a lot of crazy developments on the actual roads because they were actually shooting one of the Jason Bourne movies on the Strip.
And what?
There was an actual shooting on the Las Vegas Strip by the Bellagio, so they blocked off all the traffic. So basically, traffic was just like really, really bad. And I'm just getting here right now. There's the AVN after party. All right.
But Brian, okay, where are you staying?
Right now, I'm staying at the Tropicana.
I love the Tropicana. Do you have one of those rooms that has like the TV on the bathroom mirror?
Yes.
isn't that ridiculous?
Yes, it's crazy. No, I don't have to worry about missing the news or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what you're watching. Yeah. No. Let's go with that.
You do know that I live two blocks behind the Tropicana.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Not right now, you don't, though.
Well, no, but when I was there, in fact, the whole development's torn down. The Tropicana's taken over the whole area.
I do like the Tropicana. It's just so old school. I mean, it's one of the originals, you know? So you are down. I have not explained to those of our listeners who didn't hear you last night. Tell us again why you were in Las Vegas.
Well, I'm in Las Vegas for the AVN Awards 2016. Basically, it's the Oscars for porn.
Yes.
So everybody that's who's who in porn is here to receive their award for different categories. Some you cannot mention on the air.
I know. I was trying to figure out how to rename some of those. I didn't really come up with a solution for some of the titles of the movies. I had a question in regards to these awards, because some of these are for, like, you know, best story, best, you know, female performer, big, beautiful women, that kind of category. Are there any amateur awards?
There are amateur awards. Actually, there are a lot of amateur awards, and there are a lot of people that I have never seen in porn before. So, and I'm getting to meet them for the first time. And today, what I ended up doing was talking with a lot of the amateurs and a lot of the couples that were actually attending the AVN Expo. Because when I was talking to you last night, there were a lot of couples, which I thought was kind of strange, because, you know, when you think of porn, you think of dudes. It's all about, that's what dudes like. You know, we like porn. So I'm thinking I'm going to run into a bunch of dudes, but I'm running into couples. I'm running into older ladies, and it's crazy. And at one point, a group of ladies actually thought I was a porn star, and they actually asked to take a picture with me, and I just took a picture with him and said, you know, okay, cool.
Did you make up a name for yourself?
Yeah, no, we have to know what your name was, Brian.
What name?
Oh, Black Gold.
I love that. How many carrots?
No, that's amazing how quickly he came up with that, too. Yeah. He's sitting on that.
I don't think he just came up with that, my friend. Right. I think we all twirl around our names, right? Because, like, what is it for, like, your stripper name is supposed to be your first pet and the street you grew up on? So mine... What was that?
Oh, it's supposed to be your middle name and the first street you grew up on.
Yeah, I'm not going with that. I can't be. Yeah, Dora Northwest Highway doesn't work.
Oh.
Do you hear how disappointed Brian was?
Did you see that Dora Northwest Highway movie? Man.
But if we go with your first pet and the street, and I change it a little bit, Pepper Highway.
Ooh.
See? What is it again? Your pet and what?
Your first pet, your childhood pet, and the street you grew up on.
Rusty Seward.
Oh.
Nah, that don't work.
That sounds like
it's horrible.
Mine would be Sean Winchester.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, fully loaded.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What?
This segment has turned into something else tonight.
I don't think it has. We're talking about the porn awards. This is what it is.
And Sean Winchester being fully loaded.
So, I mean, today, like I said, it was pretty, actually, it was a little bit more amped up because the award show is tomorrow.
Right.
They actually had a lot of red carpet action today.
Right.
Actually, what was cool is that I got a chance to meet Vanessa Del Rio, and for the older gentlemen and ladies, Vanessa Del Rio is like classic. I mean, when you think about porn, Vanessa Del Rio is the girl. I mean, she's still kind of like the it girl. I mean, she's gotten a little bit bigger over the years, but she's still pretty, and you know, guys still love her. So,
she's got to be what, in her 70s?
She's like in her late 60s.
All right.
She's in her late 60s. Is she still? She's not doing like film work, but she's doing a lot of stuff online because she figured out, you know, that's the way to go.
Well, she can control the lighting and the angles and do it, you know, at her own pace.
Oh yeah, right. Definitely.
No, she's gorgeous.
So, Yeah.
Nice so, tongue. Like, I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Yeah, so a lot of these, like tonight, there's it's an all-white after party, and that's going to be pretty interesting. And then tomorrow is the AVN clothing, anything but clothes party, which is tomorrow.
So
I will not be attending.
Why not? Because you can't wear clothes, right?
You can't wear clothes.
Oh.
And I refuse going to Necco.
That's a good red carpet, though. What are you not wearing? See?
What are people, anything but clothes, what are people going to use?
I mean, what I've seen so far, I can't see them wearing anything crazy. Like, I think I saw, like, the craziest thing, like pasties and clips that shouldn't be in certain places. And, I mean, it's really weird. But, you know, people are having fun. I'm having fun.
Isn't body paint a big thing, too? Like, people
going that would be fun. Oh, Brian, I see you in body paint. Like, if you have, a favorite superhero, you can find an artist to, do you up right.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could be the Hulk.
Ooh, see, that's what I'm saying.
John Stewart, Green Lantern. He wore a tight, form-fitting outfit. You'd look like you could manage that.
Well, his name, he's calling himself Black Gold.
Oh, that's right. Oh, just dipped
so,
in gold.
Ooh.
You can go to the Academy Award. You can bring the color. See, that's what he did there. He brought color to the Oscars.
Yeah. You know what's really crazy about being here is that I think everybody's here has been asking about Matt Damon. So I don't know if actually here, but a lot of people have been saying that he's actually here. So hopefully I get a chance to run into him one of these after parties. These after parties are really private, and it's all invitation only. So you can only get invited by somebody that's in the industry.
Okay.
And I just happened to, I met a female that she was really nice, and she did a cool interview, and she invited me to one of the parties. So maybe he'll show up. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, now, Brian, that brings up another point that we discussed last night, which is you are in a relationship. How does your romantic other feel about you being at the AVN, otherwise known as the Oscar for Porn?
Well, actually, when I first told her, she freaked out. And I told her, hey, I'm doing this for the Sean Green Show. It's totally, for me, it's innocent. And honestly, after the first, day, I was ready to come home. I'm actually still ready to come home, but since I'm here,
why?
Might as well go ahead. You know what? When you're here in Vegas, it's cool when you're here with friends or you're here with that significant other. But when you're here by yourself and it's kind of depressing.
Right.
So I'd rather be here with my girl.
We can fix that next year. Well, I was going to say, next year, I think Elliot and I are trying to figure out a way to get to the AVN. So we'll get a posse for you. We'll be your posse.
Definitely, because, I mean, I know it would be really fun if you guys came down and just mix it up with all the porn stars here.
Well, and let me say this. We've been goofing around and making fun of it and stuff. And I know there are people who are rolling their eyes and waiting for this to end. But, I mean, there are also people who, for whom this is sort of an escape, whether it's a release. I think I've told you, Brian, I'll tell you a story. Because I do cover Springfield, last year when I was in the press box, I went to go open my Mac. And I may or may not have had the last thing I was watching very loudly blaring on my laptop. And even when I closed it, it was still going. And there was some pleasure happening on my screen. And this cute journalist from Springfield, Illinois, she goes, that's okay. Sometimes I open my laptop. I'm like, great. Everyone knows I like Alanis Morissette. And I'm like, yeah, that's not the same as Googling doggy style on a porn tube. Anyway, I'm sorry, red tube. But so what I'm saying is that for some people, for whatever purpose you have for rely, it is a form of entertainment.
It's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yeah, I'm not the only one is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're definitely not the only one.
Have you found that there are women who are going there because they're interested in being in porn or are participants of porn, but they are actually people who do enjoy it?
Yeah, there are a lot of women that I ran into today, actually, that actually just like porn. And it's not only women here. There are guys here. And there's a section with all the guys that are in porn. And, forgive me, I don't know the guys' names that are in porn. If I watch porn, I'm not watching it for the guy. I'm watching it for the girl. But there are a lot of guys that are here that are in porn, and the women are here to see the guys. And anything that tickles your fancy, they have it here, I promise you.
Right.
I mean, I actually ran into, it was a section for, like, transsexual porn, and I was like, oh, my God. And, they were pretty nice. But, you know, it's something out there for everybody. So if you're into it, then there you go.
Well, just let me know if you run into Tommy Pistol or Danny Mountain, okay?
Sure thing.
Elliot, did you have any questions or comments for our friend Brian?
Are there any nominations for Batman versus Superman XXX?
No, but the theme here that I've seen a lot of is Star Wars.
Oh.
And it's like, that's like the biggest thing. I've seen like women dressed up as dirty stormtroopers, dirty Kylo Ren. Anything Star Wars is like the big thing here at ABN 2016. So that's like the big thing happening.
So you've heard a lot of, is that a lightsaber in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Right, I mean,
yes.
Well, if you've seen the Star Wars XXX porn parody, you definitely need Chewbacca to wear pants because he is.
Oh, can't get rid of that image.
Yeah, again, I don't know where we're at.
I got
right
it.
Now in this
got
conversation.
It. Got it.
By the way, is sexy stormtrooper, is that actually an attractive thing?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes, it is. It actually is. I didn't think somebody can pull that off, but there were a couple that pulled off the sexy stormtrooper.
And sexy Boba Fett.
Oh, it was like missing parts of the actual stormtrooper suit.
Yep.
But it was really great.
Google it.
Yep.
Brian, now again, we're talking to Brian, who is a producer for Rokan's show, but he also has his own podcast called the Sean Green podcast on WGNplus.com. And some of this will be on that website, but as well on your own website. Is that right?
Correct.
Now,
all that stuff will be up.
And it sounds like a lot of fun interviews. Have you voted for all these categories?
No, I have not voted because I've been so busy when I was back in Chicago, producer for Roe, and I didn't want to go on the AVN website at WGN. You know?
Yeah, me neither. It's not. You know what you have to do? All you have to do, this is how you get around this, Brian. If you do that and you have to search some of these things and someone asks you, you say, I was doing something for the Patty Vasquez show. And people will go, oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, Brian, once you get into that sweet, sweet Patty Vasquez umbrella, they don't care about your search results anymore.
Nope. We've been doing this for 2 years. Yep. No red flags.
I am not fired yet, which is amazing.
Some of the things that he has seen. It's not okay.
Yeah, but so tomorrow the big show happens. Everybody's gonna like just cascade down on the Hard Rock Hotel for the big awards show. I will be there at the ceremony, and I'll be able to shoot off a list of all the winners. I'll try to think of really cool names for the categories that's radio friendly.
Right,
but
films like Aspirations. I think that's probably a good one.
Yeah,
that sounds motivational.
Yeah, I think what's really cool, too, is that they have, like, categories for, like, the website and, like, downloads and actual toys. So it's
yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get that excited about an actual toy. Yes.
You know what, I took a picture with this toy. I mean, it's a male toy. And I looked at it, and I'm like, there's no way I can compare to that. But it was like, humongous. And I'm like, I can't. No.
So wait a minute. Do you get a swag bag?
Say again?
Do you get a swag bag?
They give you swag. You get free swag all the time. Like, I walked out with, like, swag, like, every time I walked out of here. So I'm actually tired of getting it because I'm like, I can't take all this home. I can't fit all this stuff in my...
I'll send you some delivery if you need me to do COD. That's fine.
Oh, cool. And I would definitely send you a picture of this. I can't put it up on WD.
Yeah, you can send it to me. That's all right.
I got Ro a gift and his autograph.
That's fantastic. Well, have you seen Ron Jeremy again?
I've seen him earlier today because he has a booth. And I think I told you this yesterday, but it was really weird because you figure his booth would be like in a premier spot. his booth was like in a far corner, and I was, you know, this is Ron Jeremy. Put him in the premier spot. But, you know, I mean, he's still drawing a crowd because people know who he is.
Oh, yeah. They'll come find him. Yep.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having fun here. I'm glad that everybody else here is having fun.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we've been hanging out with Brian, who is down at the AVN, the Oscars for Porn, and you can find all the interviews that he is collecting and gathering and who he's talking to at Sean Green Podcast on WGNplus.com and your website, right? SeanGreen.com?
Correct. SeanGreenShow.com.
SeanGreenShow.com, and that's S-E-A-N?
Yes.
S-E-A-N greenshow.com.
You know what we should do? We should pick the winners before the show tomorrow, you and I, and then Brian can tell us who did better.
All right. You can do that.
All right, good to go.
All right,
we're going to predict the winners. We're going to send them your way, and then one of the two of us is going to win.
All right, let's do that in the next break. Well, Brian, you go have fun. I know you're at the Hard Rock Cafe. Have a good time, and I'm glad that you got through all that traffic. Have fun. I know it's hard.
Thank you.
I don't want to encourage you to do that, but it sounds like you're hitting a valley there. So perk up.
All right.
All right, Brian. Talk to you later. Right. We'll talk to you next week and get a wrap up.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Of course. More after this on 720 WGN. Mm-hmm. It's aspirational. The record-breaking Hawks are flying high. Sunday night, they face off against division rival St. Louis. Blackhawks Blues, Sunday at 6 on WGN-TV. I want to again thank Chicago Scanner for helping us out earlier when we were wondering what was going on Michigan Avenue. I have a request for you, Craig. I think tonight, we're all feeling a little, it's, you know, the end of the week, we're a little bit tired. I think we're going to do a low-key what we meant to get to. I'm gonna go ahead and say that all of us, just sort of, I think we're going to do it from their chairs tonight.
Oh my God, that sounds nice.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You did a lot of stair climbing you didn't expect to do this week.
Yeah.
So did I.
Not that I dislike the dancing, but we've been doing it every night for...
Like all out for a while. I think tonight we're going to go a little
cool.
Low. We've eaten a lot of heavy food from Peace and from Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
Yep.
By the way, thank you. They also, they forgot to mention, and we forgot to ask about the two growlers they brought, a lovely pale ale and their dark Weiss beer, which are both delicious. And they have their own microbrewery right there at Peace in Wicker Park. And again, they're doing a mashup. They're doing a collaboration, the fried chicken pizza at Peace Pizza. And they're contributing the proceeds from that to pilotschef.org and helping kids learn about nutrition in schools. On the other end of the spectrum, there's a movie coming out that children shouldn't go to. They won't learn anything about nutrition, but they might learn some naughty words. Deadpool has stirred some controversy lately.
Yeah.
What's going on, Elliot?
Deadpool, based on a comic book by the same name, starring Ryan Reynolds.
Hello.
Yeah. I think, quite frankly, this is probably a role that he was meant to play. He...
I mean, not Green Lantern. That was just sad. That was just a sad incarnation of that.
I agree.
Swing and a miss.
Whiff. I felt the wind from here.
Yeah.
But he's played Deadpool once before. He played Deadpool
in the
Wolverine Origin movie. And it was ridiculous in that at the end of the film, they sewed Deadpool's mouth closed, which makes no sense.
That was the only thing ridiculous about it. Okay, no, wait, sorry.
You're right. There's a lot of other stuff, but, you know.
That was one of the things.
It just showed how much they didn't know that character when they were making that movie. So now, Ryan Reynolds is revisiting the character in the costume from the comic book. The trailers.
Mommy liked the costume.
Yeah, I'm sure. But Ryan Reynolds is.
And without the costume.
Yeah. Right. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some butt action, too. You'll see some backward stuff.
Oh, no, that was the last segment. That should be the name of the category. That's so much easier to say than what
butt
it's
action.
Actually, than what it's actually called. What?
That's great.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, come on. Who's going to win the butt action award? Gonna keep saying it.
That's better than in the booty. All right.
We're talking about Deadpool.
Deadpool, yes.
There's something about that.
Well,
and the movie,
accurately enough, it actually has some issues when it comes to its rating.
Its rating, yes, because it's going to be very violent, graphically violent, as well as there's going to be quite a bit of language, salty language in it. A lot of naughty words. And there are two things going on right now. You have this segment of fanboys who are delighting in that the comic book is going to be exactly as... I mean, the movie is going to be exactly like the comic book because Deadpool is a foul-mouthed, violent character in the comics. And then you have the other side of fans and especially parents who are like, wow, it would be nice if I could take my kids to see this movie, but because it's R-rated, I'm not going to be able to take any kids to it. And Grace Randolph, who's formerly the media person for Marvel, now doing her own thing, started a petition asking for Marvel to release a PG-13 cut of the movie so that her 8-year-old can see it, which still not quite. But anyway, just
right, she's not quite getting what 13 means.
Right, PG-13.
It's 5 years from now.
Which got a whole lot of ire from
her request.
Yes.
Or a petition?
Okay. Yeah, people, a lot of, there were folks who were for it, but there were even...
I'm sure they were kind about it, too. I'm sure they were very... Because, yes,
especially when a woman
says polite
something.
About it. Dear lady, you are mistaken if you think that things should be changed according to your
well,
wishes.
Well, I respect your opinion quite a bit. I must defer.
Exactly. I'm sure it's exactly how that looked. Yeah.
They were using Deadpool language,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
So it's funny that...
I think that's how we... You know what? I'm going to require anybody who has something mean to say, you have to use Victorian English or like in the style of a Civil War soldier. If you really want to be insulting, you can only do it in Charles Dickens type language.
Can people spell trollop is my question.
Exactly.
You're going to be hearing that quite a bit from some sects.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. But it I just find it funny because I've read the Deadpool comics. I've read quite a few Deadpool comics myself, and they're not R-rated books. I mean, there was a small segment. They had what was called the Marvel Max series, where these were books that were written more for adults.
Okay.
But that's a very small number of books.
So why is Marvel doing an R version of Deadpool?
Well, if you read like the Deadpool comics, there's a certain run where when Deadpool does swear quite a bit, but it's like in comic books they make the cuss words the different symbols that are supposed to replace an actual swear word. It's like the equivalent of bleeping,
right?
You know, something on
right.
The air.
You use ampersand hashtag,
yeah. Right.
Exclamation point, right?
And I'm going. That would be hilarious if they did that in a movie. To me, sometimes when they bleep out the word, it's funnier for
right.
me. I especially like
the Does movie. That ever happen in the theaters?
No.
There was a Christian Slater movie, and I don't remember the name of it, but they tried using sound effects in place of, they tried to use almost like cartoon sounding. I can't remember the name of it. Someone can text us or call us or remind us what it was. But there was an attempt to do this in a movie years and years ago. And it wasn't pulled off artfully. So I don't know if it could be done, especially because I think that superhero movies have gone sort of a dark tone, right? They would almost seem a little goofy.
Yeah.
Slapsticky almost.
Well, they've gotten pretty dark, and it seems I myself am starting to get a little bit weary of that, you know, because that's reflective of what happened in comic books in the 90s.
Right.
Everything got grim and dark, and you couldn't. I'm sounding like the old get off my lawn kind of guy, but you couldn't have like the younger audience couldn't read those books.
Right.
I grew up in comics that were pretty much all ages, but they were written for really all ages. I'm reading comics 6, 7, 8 that I knew folks twice my age were also reading and also enjoying.
Right.
So if you want to write a really good book, you can make it accessible to everyone.
Right.
But,
especially if the intent is to get as many eyeballs on your, you know, your film or your book or your comic book.
Right. Yeah, especially a comic book movie where and Marvel's been doing such a great job with making these movies for, you know, big events that families want to bring everyone to.
They call the Avenger movies a tentpole movie, which means that it covers everybody, young and old, male and female. It's a tentpole movie, and it sounds like Deadpool won't be that.
Well, but isn't that good a little bit because of how many superhero movies are getting put out there that we're going to have a different style, a different spice superhero movie
right.
out in the world?
Like, and like Jessica Jones is that.
Yeah, Jessica Jones is definitely that.
Yeah.
If you keep making PG-13, friendly for everyone superhero movies, eventually, if not already, it's going to get a bit old.
Right, so it's a different way to tell
yeah,
this story.
Yeah, it's you know, adding a new element, and certainly one that within the context of this specific comic book, well, maybe the words aren't actually written out, this certainly is the character. He is definitely a foul-mouthed, you know, person, so that is true to the character, mm-hmm. for sure.
Interesting.
Well, Deadpool, I mean, we call it a superhero movie, but if you've been reading Deadpool for as long as I might have, he's not really a nice guy. He's really kind of a you wouldn't want to be friends with this dude. He's a really terrible person. So I'm probably more worried, again, like with many of these characters that we glorify, like the Freddy Kruegers and the Jasons and all that, that people get obsessed with around Halloween. I want to be the serial killer. I'm not saying Deadpool's a serial killer or anything, but he's a pretty violent dude who does some bad, bad stuff that maybe in the end it's not a bad idea that the kids can't go see this movie, because I don't know if I want them to be influenced by that. Although, again, and Deadpool has appeared in the cartoon series, the Marvel cartoons, like Ultimate Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I want to say he appeared in the Avengers cartoon as well. So younger children are familiar with the character. There are a lot of kids who are I have a friend of mine, John Clark, whose son loves Deadpool. And when they went to go see The Force Awakens, the Deadpool trailer ran, and his son went, "Yay, this is great. Finally, Deadpool, we're going to see it." And John turned to him and goes, "Sorry, buddy, R rating, you're not going to get to see it."
Oh, wow.
And apparently his son used some R-rated words.
And won't Deadpool, along with 10 billion other Marvel characters, be in the Gauntlet film?
You mean the Infinity Gauntlet? No.
Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah, Deadpool really? Is part of the X-Men franchise, which is owned by Fox, so it's not under the Disney umbrella, so they won't appear in any of the Avenger movies. Definitely Deadpool might make it into one of the X-Men movies, though.
But see, but now we're getting reports that Sony is going to let Spider-Man come into Infinity War.
That's because, and Elliot probably backed me up on this, the Spider-Man movies were getting terrible.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Tobey Maguire, where are you when we need you?
Yeah, I mean, Sony had no other choice, and now connecting the two dots, they're probably going to get a lot more people getting into the Spider-Man solo movies because he was in the Avenger movies.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
Okay.
When does Deadpool come out?
Comes out next month, in February.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. And there's and when's the next... Captain America is over the summer.
Captain America comes out in May, my birthday, actually, May 6th.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Captain America.
And they're reintroducing, they're giving him the uniform back in the comics?
They're doing.
They're bringing him back?
Because for the longest time, not the longest time, barely a year, Sam Wilson, the Falcon, took over as Captain America, and now Steve Rogers is going to be Captain America as well, which makes no sense to me. You're going to have two Captain Americas, but he will have a different type of shield, whereas Sam's going to keep the red, white, and blue round shield that you can throw, and it hits things, and it comes back to you. Cap's going to go back to that sort of that old-fashioned triangle-type shield. And I don't understand that. I had a bit of a discussion with a couple of the comic nerds and retailers online about that. You know, why? I mean, the reality is because a new movie's coming up and you have to have Steve Rogers back in the outfit if you want people to buy the comic. But we also know that the movies really don't affect comic sales. So why diminish Sam's role as Captain America by putting Steve back in it?
Which brings us to another topic, which is the comics of the Justice League are going to sync up now with the movies.
That's the talk. The talk is that DC is yet again going to reboot their titles. So this time they will reflect more of what the movies are like. To which I just hilariously commented online. Just I laughed and I died because the movies aren't that great so far.
No, the Superman movies have been terrible.
Yeah, the Man of Steel, everyone's holding out. I think the one hope I have right now is the Wonder Woman movie. It seems like Wonder Woman's going to be the one where they finally get it right.
Right. Well, and it seems like they're doing a little bit of a nod to Linda Carter's portrayal.
Right.
With a little bit of the sort of, you know, kind of shy, and they have the glasses. I mean, I don't know what the comic, I'm guessing the comic book sort of reflects that as well. But I'm excited about that one. It looks good to me. Craig showed it to me, and there's a moment where she's just full gallop on a horse, pulling her sword out, and just that blade coming out of the sheath just sounded so badass.
And it was pretty cool seeing her fighting Nazis.
A little bit.
That's like wow.
It's weird that they're trying to follow the film franchise when it's just starting to get off the ground. The Superman movie technically is the first one of this sort of new universe they're creating.
And the Green Lantern movie was supposed to be the one that set the groundwork, but because
screwed
it did so poorly, right?
It was terrible.
They decided to start with Superman.
Superman wasn't terrible.
What set this off? Was it Spider-Man? It was Batman, right? It was Christian Bale's Batman that sort of set this all these up.
That was that. Yeah, because it here's
set off the superhero movies in general.
The Avalanche.
That was X-Men.
I was going to say, was it
the first X-Men movie? Did so much better than Fox expected, and I think it told everyone that we had a renewed taste for superheroes.
You're talking about the current
with Anna Paquin,
no,
Hugh Jackman.
The original X-Men movie, the one with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine
and Rogue, right. and
then Spider-Man. To be fair, Spider-Man was more successful and came out just a little bit after X-Men, but
I think Batman threw down the gauntlet with the Darkness.
Yeah,
my question is, how come Marvel gets it right and DC isn't?
Interesting.
Well,
the
Batman movies were all good.
They were okay,
DC.
But the expansion of the universe is what I'm talking about. Marvel's got this awesome plan where they're introducing a character here or there, then they bring the character in with the other characters, and it grows, and it's actually following some of the storylines from the comics.
He's not wrong, because Agent Carter, I just watched this week's premiere, and it was so good.
Yep. It sure was.
I'm sorry, if you're not watching it, because now we're going down another rabbit hole.
No, but if we talk about
Agent Carter, Elliot, are you not watching Agent Carter?
I'm not. Look,
you should watch it.
This is a good show.
You need to watch it.
If we talk about television, though, DC is doing a great job. The things that are happening on the CW are awesome.
Yes, but they're not doing that in the movies, in my opinion.
Whereas Marvel is able to loop in the S.H.I.E.L.D., the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Agent Carter, and then loop that in with the movies. Even Samuel L. Jackson will make an appearance on S.H.I.E.L.D. I have to say, Agent Carter is such a fun adventure. She's so badass, too.
It is.
Really good.
I love Hayley Atwell. She was at C2E2 last year, and very, very popular. I just, you know, to me, I got into it, and then after a while, I was like, eh.
The series?
Yeah. But
this premiere, I didn't see this past one. So good.
Okay. I'll watch that really because good. You have been on me to watch Supergirl so many times. So I finally started watching it.
Okay.
Finally.
When we come back, that's what we meant to get to. So we're going to wrap up with what we meant to get to, which is I told Elliot he could not come back in studio unless he watched Supergirl. More after this. Oh, by the way, we've decided to take it easy for. I'm just letting people know.
We're not going to dance?
We are going to dance.
Okay.
A little differently tonight. More after this on 720 okay. WGN.
I don't know. This is the end of the show. We got to go. The end of the show. Go. No, we didn't get to it. We thought we had time, but we blew it. We don't have time to discuss the amount of rain in Central Peru.
So, Elliot, you were tasked with watching Supergirl, and I told you last week if you weren't going to come in, you were busy watching a friend's dog.
Yes.
The lovely Blue.
Blue, great dog.
Such
he
great
loves
pooch.
To spoon. I've never had
too much information.
A large mastiff loves to spoon, but yes. So,
is he mastiff? I thought he was part. Is he part pit?
Pitbull, but he's got mastiff in him because he's huge. He's very big.
He's a big boy. I know. By the way, I have to tell you, I went to go hang out with him after you watched him, and he's actually like seems a little more outgoing than he was before. So well done.
Oh yeah, no, he spent a lot of time. We spent a lot of time bonding. So as I was watching Supergirl in bed on my tablet. And he'd always put his head there. He'd say, what are you looking at? What are you watching?
Nobody. Why aren't we sleeping?
Yeah, really.
So what did you think of the pilot episode of Supergirl?
Really enjoyed it. Oh, my goodness. The actress who plays Supergirl, drawing a blank on her name. I know she's coming to town for season 2.
Melissa Benoit or Benet or how
Benet?
Do you say
it? That's Benet, right?
Yeah.
She's
amazing.
Yeah, she's coming to town for C2E2 this year. She's gorgeous for one, and to
adorable
me,
adorable too.
Adorable, but that's the thing when you're playing a character like Kara,
Supergirl,
Supergirl, Kara Zor-El. There's a balance you have to bring to it, and the thing I loved about her was that when she is when she's in her secret identity. She is very, kind of goofy.
She's a little Keanu Reeves. I'm not Keanu. Christopher Reeves.
Christopher Reeves. She's channeling a bit of that, but desperately cute. Oh goodness, I have such a crush on her now.
And how great is Calista Flockhart as her boss?
As her boss.
And a really nasty.
Yeah. Cat Grant. Right?
Yeah.
If I could come up with like a dream team, I would love it if Rey from Star Wars and Supergirl did like a mission together. That would be the best buddy cop movie ever.
Good. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, I think the even better thing about it is that it's such a strong, it's a great image for young girls who are desperate for heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why The Force Awakens is doing such huge business right now. It's this whole new market. You have all these little girls now who want to be Rey the Jedi Knight.
And I have this thing about the toys now, by the way. You know what? These girls don't need the toys because they can be Rey. Who needs the toys? We can just be Ray.
There you go. There you go.
Don't buy the stuff. Don't fall for the merchandising. Don't be sucked in by capitalism. Just be Ray. Be you, being whatever badass you are.
I can't be Ray, so I'd like the action figure. You know, I want
the essence of Ray. Don't have to be Ray. Yeah. Use your imagination.
You know.